En die tijd is nu 2:00.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Sydney 24, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 23 graden.
Issues at the Galulis. N12R24 westbound queuing traffic towards the N3 north ramp at Galulis and N3 northbound a stationary vehicle before Van Buren Road.
Die presidentie het beweringe verwerp dat 'n verbetering in die land se energievoorsiening 'n poging is om die verkiesing te wen. Daar was vir 33 dae geen kragonderbrekings landwyd nie. Volgens Eskom is dit weens onder meer volgehoue opwekkingskapasiteit.
The implementation of Eskom's generation recovery plan, including increased maintenance and recovery interventions at the 6 of the worst performing power stations, together with the return of 3 units at Kusile, have contributed to reduced breakdowns and improved plant performance.
Dit dan die presidentie se Vincent Makwenya. Die minister van verdediging Tannie Modise sê intussen is maatreëls ingestel om openbare fasiliteite tydens die verkiesing te beskerm. Die verkiesing vind op die 29ste Mei plaas. Ministers van Justisie, Misdaadvoorkoming en Sekuriteit het gister die media ingelig oor die gereedheidstoestand vir die komende verkiesing.
We have also put measures in play to protect all public facilities that will be used for voting, the national key points, and other essential infrastructure that might be targeted by criminal elements. In addition, the Criminal Matters Amendment Act of 2015 states that any person who tampers with or damages essential infrastructure is guilty of a criminal offense, and he or she can be sentenced to a maximum of 30 years.
Die minister van staatsdiens en administrasie Nkululeko Kiwe het onthul 158 staatsamptenare in die nasionale regering het tussen 2019 en vanjaar altesaam 21 miljoen rand aan salarisse ontvang terwyl hulle geskors is. Sy het op vrae van die DA gereageer. Nog 230 geskorste amptenare in provinsiale regerings het in totaal 107 miljoen rand ontvang. LIRF Gesondheid in Limpopo Poppy Ramatoepa sal môre die repatriasieproses lei van die oorskot van 45 Botswana burgers wat op die vooraand van Goeie Vrydag in 'n busongeluk dood is. 'n 8-jarige kind was die enigste oorlewende toe die bus waarin hulle gery het van 'n brug afgestort het.
MEC Ramatoepa said it has been a long, tiring and equally traumatizing journey to the team. However, she is comforted by the fact that the families will finally find closure.
Dit dan die stem van Limpopo Gesondheidsdepartement woordvoerder Tiliwali Muwa. En nog nie uit die buiteland, minstens 4 mense is dood en talle ander is beseer na verskeie tornado's verwoesting gesaai het in Oklahoma in die VSA. Daar's groot skade in die dorp Salva. 'n 4 maande ouwe baba is onder diegene wat dood is. Hospitale reg oor die stad het nagenoeg 100 beserings aangemeld. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 3:00.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Said you love me, but I don't care. That I broke my hand on the same wall that you told me that it mattered. You think it's so easy, messing with my feelings. I got one coming over,
all good, you should pay me. Don't call me baby when you did me so wrong.